Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. And of course, Dean Richards is with us. How are you this morning, Dean? Are you feeling refreshed after that extra hour?
I'm all discombobulated from it.
There has been a lot of yawning going on in the studio.
Do you feel refreshed? I'm like out of sorts for several days after we have a time change like this.
I felt better yesterday. Today, I find myself yawning a lot. So you're right. Maybe it takes a while to, you know, get into the groove.
Yeah, your body clock thinks it's one thing, and then it's dark outside at, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. And it's like, where am I?
Ah! It messes with pets. If you have pets, they're looking at you like, hey, it's dark, time to eat. And it's like, yeah. No, you got another hour.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So this Travis Scott concert in Houston, my gosh, when I started seeing that come through, it just became more and more devastating. And two Neuqua Valley High School football players who were there to celebrate a birthday now have lost their life, and I can't imagine what their family is going through.
Yeah, lawsuits were filed last night, you know, claiming that Travis Scott, the rapper, and Drake should have stopped the show immediately once it was clear that something was going wrong in the audience when the crushing started that caused the death of 8 people. The lawsuit is claiming that they were negligent, careless, and reckless. There has been no response so far from Travis Scott nor from the other defendants. And just in the last hour, there are reports that Travis Scott is offering full refunds to anyone who bought tickets for that show. I would imagine, you know, very small consolation, especially for those who lost loved ones in that whole thing. But so many more people also who were injured. There was supposed to be another festival that was going to take place in Las Vegas this coming Saturday, but there's no word on whether or not that is going to happen. But the investigation continues as to exactly what happened. There were reports that somebody was injecting people with a hypodermic.
I heard that, too.
Yeah. I hate to sound like the crabby old man, but, you know, it's why you don't want to go into crowds. It's why I don't want to go into crowds, especially in places like that. You've been to a lot of concerts. I mean, have you ever been in situations where you felt like things were getting a little too close, things were getting a little too out of hand?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah, I have, too.
And I made, you know, for the exit, not pushing and shoving and trampling people, but the moment that I began to feel a little bit uncomfortable, I hightailed it out of there. It's like they're clearly, something is going wrong, and I don't want to be part of it.
Yeah, my nephew wanted me to see Dead and Company, so we went to see them at Wrigley a couple years ago. We were in the pit, and I'm like, I got to get out of here. I'm crushed by guys without shirts who are tripping, and weird stuff is happening, right, and they're stinky, and I got to get out. It took me 30 minutes to navigate a span of 50 feet.
Right.
And I kept saying, I got to get out. You got to let me out. And people just weren't moving.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's just a really dangerous situation. Can be a dangerous situation if they're not keeping an eye on the crowd, if the security is not keeping aisles clear and, you know, all those things. But, you know, so we'll see what's going to happen with this. We'll see what the investigation tells us with all of this. In the meantime, Travis Scott has, you know, issued a video saying how horrified he is and how he's praying for the victims. And, you know, everybody's saying all the right things right now, but still 8 people are dead.
Yeah, absolutely. And many more injured. We're going to get a check on weather and come back with Dean Richards. He's got so much more to share. WGN. Harry Potter fans, is it going to happen? Is it going to be a reunion?
Well, they're throwing all kinds of money at the cast of Harry Potter, you know, the original 3, Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson, to see if they can get together for a friend-style reunion. you know, much like they did with the cast of the TV show Friends.
Mm-hmm.
They get together and talk about the series and, you know, all that and, you know, create huge money for whatever studio winds up putting it on. There's been no response, actually not even a confirmation that there's been an offer, but sources are saying that there has been an offer for this Harry Potter reunion. J.K. Rowling could be involved in it, the Harry Potter creator. So let's wait and see and hope. I think it would be great. I interviewed Daniel Radcliffe, I don't know, sometime this year for some project. And, you know, I was teasing him because when I first started interviewing him, he was like 12 years old.
Mm.
You know, they were all just like little kids, you know, thrown into the world's entertainment press to, you know, answer our stupid questions. And, you know, they all handled it beautifully. And they've all turned out great, really. All of them are pretty great adults now, too.
And he's got that face where he'll always look like he's 12 years old.
He will always be Harry Potter in my book.
And Williams-Sonoma now is selling Harry Potter Instapots, pots and pans, cake
no.
plate. Oh,
seriously?
Yes. I get the email every day. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I was on the Williams-Sonoma email list. I had to unsubscribe them.
It's nonstop.
They're a little bit aggressive with their, yeah. with their emails, but there's a line of Harry Potter kitchen appliances.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to go check it out.
Wow.
Big Bird got the vaccine over the weekend, huh?
Yeah. They did, a CNN special where Big Bird was featured getting the vaccine. Big Bird issued a tweet that said that my wing is feeling a little sore, but it'll give my body extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy. That has sparked an avalanche of criticism from conservative media groups and people like Senator Ted Cruz, who said that Big Bird getting his vaccine is essentially government propaganda. Fox News host Lisa Booth said that the whole thing is twisted. This, is, of course, you know, is designed for the, what is it, 5 to 11-year-olds now mm-hmm. that have been approved to get their vaccines. They're trying to send a message to the kids that, you know, even Big Bird is getting his vaccination. President Biden has responded to the criticism of this, saying that getting vaccinated is the best way to keep your whole neighborhood safe. I would remind all of these pundits that Big Bird is just, there's some guy in a costume.
Yeah.
It's not a real creature. So
I just like the pun that he's tweeting, that Big Bird is tweeting.
Yeah, right. And we all know that his hands are way too big.
That's right.
Or his paws or beaks or I don't know. I don't know how Big Bird would tweet on a phone exactly.
My kid went to see Eternals over the weekend and he liked it. Of course, he's a big Marvel fan, but a lot of people are they're up in the air about it, huh?
There is some criticism. I mean, overall, it's getting really good reviews. I loved it. It was the number one movie at the box office, not surprisingly. It took in $71.6 million over the weekend. That's, you know, enormous. But still a little bit under what industry observers thought it might take in. It's a little bit lower than other Marvel movie debuts as well. But still, $71 million is phenomenal. None of that money came from countries like Qatar, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia. The movie has been banned in those three countries because there is a same-sex relationship in the movie. It's Marvel's first gay superhero, and these countries have banned the movie for that reason. Angelina Jolie, who is in the movie, says she doesn't understand how anybody can feel threatened by this or be angry about it. She said that she's actually proud of Marvel for not refusing to cut those scenes out of the movie in order to get into those countries. Marvel has said, this is the movie, take it or leave it. And so, you know, that's where it stands right now.
And I missed SNL. Did they do a Dionne Warwick bit?
They do this, you know, spoof Dionne Warwick talk show
mm-hmm.
where, you know, guests come on the show and it's all about Dionne Warwick, but it was really funny this week because the real Dionne Warwick was one of the guests as well. Take a listen to this.
It's the Dionne Warwick Talk Show.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Dionne Warwick Talk Show, a show where I host and other people come here. And then they leave, and so do I. Please welcome me.
Crowd goes wild.
I'm so excited for you that I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you something. Dionne, why are you perfect?
Darling, I'm not perfect. I'm just very, very good.
All right. Dionne.
Yes.
Would you like to sing a song for the people?
Oh, do they deserve it?
What the world?
About that, that's sweet, right?
Yeah, she sounds great.
Yeah, it was a funny bit. Just you know, no one was expecting the real Dionne Warwick to come out on this spoofed Dionne Warwick talk show, but then she ends it with a nice little song. And I meant to look up how old Dionne Warwick is. I know she's in her 80s. I know. It sounds good. It was nice to see her.
If you want to have fun, follow her on Twitter. She's a kick in the pants.
They actually made fun of that during the thing, during the segment. She is quite a hoot on the Twitter.
Joe just told me she turns 81 next month.
Very good. Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Great to talk with you, Dean. Have a beautiful day.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.